Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 640 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I go in secret location with Curtis Reed. And we're going to discuss the Christmas season in Chaffin's Barn and what to look forward to for the barn in 2020. So we're going to get that conversation just after, you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the hosting donations accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Do you like what you hear? You got a thought about it? You want to express that thought? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So, let's get on with the interview.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet. Yet I ask you to take time
to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, IDSers, I am on secret location. This is my maiden voyage to the secret location. I've never been in dressing room 4, which is the secret location, at Chaffin's Barn Dinner Theater. So we're in the midst. There's two things. I've got Curtis Reed with me, who's part of the Artistic Council Committee.
Creative team. Yes, we are the Artistic Council of Mordor.
They have hoods and stuff. I've been sworn to secrecy, but I can't spill the bean. So we're going to talk just briefly, because they're doing so well at Christmas, but we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on at the barn at Christmas, because there's lots of things going on.
Yeah.
And then we're going to look ahead to a new development for 2020 and kind of give an overview of what to expect from Chaffin's Barn in 2020.
Yeah.
So welcome, Curtis. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I think officially I've gotten all the glitter off my face.
We've just finished the Christmas sale, so we're both deluged in
in sweat
and marinated sweat. Yeah. Well, I'm not so much glitter, just the sweat part.
Right.
Okay, so let's start there. We have you at the Christmas season. We've got every venue at the barn going with something.
Yeah, we have 3 shows happening simultaneously. So we have Tune of Christmas in the backstage, which runs through December 21st. We have Sanders Family Christmas, which is our main stage show in the evenings. That runs December 21st. And then we have the kids show, which is strictly matinees at 11 o'clock every Friday and Saturday. And that runs through December 21st.
So there's a lot going on. That being said, tickets are very, 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 very scarce.
Yes.
So Tunic, because it's backstage, is in a smaller house. It's almost practically sold out.
Yeah, right? We maybe have like 3 or 4 tickets per show, and they're probably not together.
Right.
But well, yeah, most of that is pretty much sold out. We do have some availability Friday and Saturday evenings for Sanders Family. So if you're interested in that, it's a great sort of Christmas gospel. You'll recognize a lot of songs in it. very funny. There is some mishap with a very large Christmas tree on stage that is very funny that you want to check out. So you can still get tickets for that for sure. And then Jingle All the Way, our kids show, has a few tickets left, but they fill up really quickly, especially Fridays with school groups. So you're going to want to get tickets for that. And those are cheap tickets. Those are only $10 a person.
That's right. $10 per person. And you get to meet Santa.
Yeah.
Have your picture taken with Santa.
He's a pretty cool guy. I like him.
Sweaty Santa. Yeah. So that's what's going on now as we close out 2019, which has been an exciting year. What do we have to look forward to in 2020? What's the new thing coming up at the barn?
So the brand new thing for the barn is we are starting an education program. We will have classes in the evenings, like after school classes, that range from private vocal lessons and private dance lessons to actual tap classes, acting classes, but we also have a full musical theater program. We have two main stage shows that are going to happen for the kids. And the first one, they will be actually working with seasoned professionals, actors that are locals at the barn. They get paid to do what they do. So the kids will be working on Big Fish School Edition. They start rehearsals in January 13th. Registration is currently open for that. You can register online. You can also pay for registration online, or you can do so over the phone at the box office. Box office phone number is 615-646-9977 for all that information.
So just to interject there, The chicken or the egg question. Are we signing up to be in part of this group, or do you need, or is there an audition process, and then you sign up to all of a sudden?
So you need to register to be a part of Big Fish or our other summer kids program, which is Junie B. Jones. Registration has to happen after everyone is registered. You are in the show, but then we'll have a mock audition process for roles and things like that.
Okay, cool. So you mentioned that it's open now for registration. What's the cutoff date, just so we have it in?
The cutoff date for Big Fish is January 10th. So you're going to want to get registration in for January 10th.
Now, what's your total amount of, what's the total amount of fee?
So it's a monthly registration fee of $150. We rehearse and do classes over a span of 3 months, almost 3.5. We also include spring break week in there. So the kids are here from 10 to 4, tired of spring break. Which for this community would be March 16th, 20th. And then we also ask for a one-time $50 costume fee per child. So you're looking at about $500 for over 3 months of classes, training, and technique. And then it culminates in 4 performances, professional performances, on our main stage, our floating stage that goes down onto the ceiling.
Right, yeah. Right.
So the kids actually get to perform with professional adults.
Now, I don't know, since this is the first year, let's say there's someone who wants to do it. Are there scholarships or anything that could potentially be added if someone... It's not a lot. I'm not arguing that.
Right.
But, you know, just for...
As of right now, we don't have any scholarships set up. Okay. However, it will be a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
We certainly want to have as many kids have the opportunity, whether they can afford it or not. So I'm sure... some sort of scholarship program.
And to be fair, I mean, it is not that much at all. Once you break down what you're getting, the amount of time you're getting, and it's not all due at once, right? You said you can pay monthly.
Yep. It's paid monthly, absolutely. And the $50 cost of fee, as long as it's in for going to tech, we are good to go.
We're good to go. Awesome, awesome. So so the kids are going to come in and they're going to audition. And you're saying they're doing tap and what other... Or what other
So we'll, aside from the actual shows that we'll be rehearsing and doing classes with, we will have separate tap classes, jazz classes. You can sign up for a private vocal lesson, a private dance lesson, acting classes. We'll offer that Mondays through Thursdays around 4:30 or so until about 8 o'clock.
Okay. So there's, and all the kids can sign up and do it.
Yes, and that's not the classes. The afternoon classes are not strictly for kids. We are encouraging adults if they want to, you know, brush up on their tap, because a lot of tap musicals are back. They do that now at the barn. Have space available. It's going to be a lot of fun. We do have prices. Just want to do a one-time thing. It's $20 a class. Very easy. If you want to sign up and have several classes lined up, you get a discount on that. So all of that information is on our website. Check it out.
So your education program is not just kids. Professional communities and all.
Yes, right? our afternoon evening classes. We definitely want to open that up to the young and the young at heart.
The young and the young at heart. Okay, bless you. All right, so besides the educational compact, what we've got going on, what's the season? I'm going to throw that right off. Are you going to season off the top of your head?
We are actually holding season auditions for the very first time in a long time. So season auditions for an entire season will be January 11th and 12th. The sign-up genius is already up on the website and up on our Facebook page. And the last time I checked, we maybe had 3 spots left, and we are doing 2 full days of auditions. So if you don't find a spot on Sign Up Genius, email me, curtis@chathamsbarntheater.com, and I will put you on the wait list so that no person goes unseen for season auditions. But our season is awesome. We basically have what I would refer to as a musician's season. We have Breaking Up It's Hard to Do. It's our first musical in the season. That's all Neil Sedaka music, which is amazing. That theme song is there, Breaking Up It's Hard to Do. We've got stuff like Where the Boys Are. All of his top hits are jam-packed in that musical. Then we've got Ring of Fire, which is the music of Johnny Cash. We have a brand new musical, which features the songs from Ray Stevens of Cabaret. And it's endorsed by him, which is really cool. We are bringing back Minnie Pearl, and we are pairing her with Patsy Cline. So those two shows will be happening back-to-back during the CMA Fest. Here in Nashville, which is cool. And then we've got some heavy hitting blockbuster summer musicals. We've got Sound of Music, we've got Bye Bye Birdie, and we will have the regional premiere of Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder on our stage in October. I'm super excited. And then our season closes out with White Christmas.
So we're back into the Christmas.
We have some awesome straight play options too. We've got A Bad Year for Tomatoes on the main stage, we have Cooking with Gus, which is basically an episode of Julia Child's Gone Wrong that is going to be on the backstage. We have a full murder mystery series, and we have a few other options coming up too. So we're excited.
So where can we find more information for Travis Barn and getting tickets and buying season passes and all that kind of stuff?
You can absolutely go on our website, www.chaffinsbarntheater.com. Theater is spelt R-E, not E-R. We did it fancy. You can also call the box office at 615-646-9977 or check our Facebook page out. Just search Chaffin's Barn Theater in Facebook. We'll pop right up.
And I have links to that on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Well, thanks, man.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, so that is it. I'd like to thank Curtis Reed for joining me on Secret Location in Dressing Room 4 for the latest hot take on what's going on at Chaffin's Barn Theater in 2020. Ticket information we discussed and package information and all that kind of stuff, the show information, all that kind of stuff that we discussed in the body of this podcast will be found on the links and whatnot, will be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. And if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @IInexplicable, D, S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So, next week, we're probably going to hit you up with a little Mark Cavis excerpt from his solo Christmas Carol and give you dates of where he's going to perform it this year, which is always exciting and always a good show. And then, of course, a couple weeks, we got a Christmas special coming out. So you have a lot to look forward to during this Christmas season. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
That's a detergent. Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.